If you have a question for Dave and Tom to respond to in the future contending for the faith, please stay with us. We'll have our contact information at the end of the program. You were listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scriptures segment, and we are in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 15. Dave, a couple of weeks ago, we read from verse 5 through 20, 21, 22, but we didn't have time to explain it. So last week, to refresh your memory, we are explaining those verses, and we got to verse 12. So let me read a couple of verses, and then you can explain them to us. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And of course, the issue was the Judaizers, those who believed in Jesus, claimed to believe in Jesus, said, that's good, but you need to be circumcised. Mm-hmm. And now Barnabas and Paul had the experience of Gentiles being saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit, and so on. And they've come to Jerusalem to explain themselves, but also to take care of this issue as to whether you need to come under the law of Moses, you need to be circumcised in order to be saved.
Yeah, and Peter has said, well, I went into the household of Cornelius, and we preached the gospel. They believed it, and they spoke in tongues, seeing that the Spirit of God came upon them. He put no difference between them and us. Mm-hmm. And now Paul, of course, Paul and Barnabas are the ones who came to Jerusalem because certain men had come from Jerusalem down to Antioch, had said, you Gentiles, you can't really be saved just by believing the gospel. You got to be circumcised and keep the law. So Paul and Barnabas were the guys that brought this back, you know, this controversy, brought it up. So now they've had some little discussion, and so they keep quiet to listen to what they have to say. And it's rather interesting, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. Now, there are people, Tom, who are pretty hard and fast on this. Well, God doesn't do miracles today. That was just for the Jews. And because it does say, Jews
seek a sign,
and the Greeks seek wisdom. And this is the sign, you know, these miracles. But Paul probably did more miracles than Peter, and they were all among the Gentiles, most of them anyway. So that kind of knocks that theory out. Well, I guess, no, that miracles have passed away because miracles were for the Jews, and then the Jews rejected. So they're not for the church today. Well, Paul was establishing churches everywhere, and lots of miracles happened through Paul. Mm-hmm. But he's giving a missionary report.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys what happened. I mean, everywhere we go, the Spirit of God is there in power. Miracles occur. These Gentiles are coming to faith in Christ. And we haven't been teaching them to keep the law and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Verse 13, and after they had held their peace, talking about the council, these men whom Paul and Barnabas stood before, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Now, Dave, how can this be? As we mentioned last week's program, I think it was, Peter, I was taught that Peter was the leader of the church, the first pope, and so on. But here we have James standing up, being the leader here. So obviously, the issue of Peter being the first leader of the church, no, here we have James speaking.
Well, and furthermore, when you get to Galatians, Paul tells how James intimidated Peter. See, Peter, he went into Cornelius' household. He mm-hmm. ate with Gentiles. But when James got a hold of that, he said, wait a minute, you can't do that kind of stuff. And Paul says that Peter went back and he changed his behavior. Now, it's important what we're talking about here in Acts 15. It's important because it figures in the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Galatians chapter 2, Paul says, "When I saw that Peter walked not honestly according to the gospel," we got a problem here. If you're going to say that Gentiles have to keep the law, they've got to be circumcised, that impinges on the gospel. The gospel is by grace, through faith, not of works. Well, then how can you say that only Jews who keep the law and so forth are eligible for salvation? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And you see much of this controversy reflected in Paul's teachings. For example, writing to Timothy, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Well, all sinners, not just Jewish sinners,
mm-hmm.
but all sinners. This is a very important issue. So James, who it seems most people believe this James was the Lord's brother, the other James had already been killed,
right.
The Apostle James had already been killed, so this could not be the Apostle James.
So James, if indeed he's the half-brother of Jesus by Mary, if this is the James that we're talking about here, he came to believe
right.
after the resurrection. And now he becomes a leader of the right. church in Jerusalem.
Right. So they held their peace. Paul and Barnabas have kind of shut these guys up, declaring what miracles have happened. And so James steps forward. And he has intimidated Peter. He seems to be in a position of leadership here. But he's going along with what Paul is saying, which is interesting. He says, "Simeon," that's Peter, "hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name." He's referring to the incident at Cornelius' household. "And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up." I think it's saying that I'm going to restore Israel
mm-hmm.
to their position. "And then, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things." So James says, look, it's already foretold. And of course, he could have quoted many other scriptures. It's already foretold in the scriptures that the Gentiles would get in on this. Salvation would be for them. And, of course, Christ had already said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the gospel was for Jew and Gentile, but they had not understood that.
Dave, you know what really speaks to my heart in this? There were issues. There were disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
We went over a tough scripture in our last
right.
segment. Yet, to the law and the testimony. Scripture interprets Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be diligent. The Scripture also says there's safety in a multitude of counsel. They came together with counsel. But the bottom line was, what do the Scriptures say?
Right. Amen. Now we get a very interesting statement, verse 18. "Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world." Now, Tom, there was a teaching, and I'm not up on the latest, but Youth with a Mission
right.
was one of the leaders in this teaching.
That Joy Dawson, this was her teaching,
that God,
way back when.
It was called Moral Government, that God does not know the future,
mm-hmm.
that he kind of moves along with us, and he rolls with the punches, and he gets surprised, but because it said that he repented that he'd made man, because man was a sinner, apparently God didn't know that that was going to happen. Of course he did. Now, this,
so much for omniscience, then, right? We throw that out
right.
as a quality of a
right.
characteristic of God.
This scripture clarifies that. "Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world." So if God knows everything he's going to do, he must know everything that everyone else is going to do. He's not operating in a vacuum. And, of course, he does. He knows the future. But that doesn't mean that that makes it happen.
Right.
Because we all have the power of choice.
Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. In ancient ages, the great Hebrew prophets predicted that before the coming of their promised Messiah, there would be specific fulfillments of their prophecies to signal the end of the age. But not until the Jews returned to the land in 1948 did those signs become evident. Today, after some 50 years back in the land, the realized predictions are crystal clear, even to the casual observer. From the mountains flowing with sweet wine, to the wars of the Jews, to the rebuilding of the third Jewish temple, to the sealed eastern gate, and much more. You will experience and see it all as 25 Messianic Signs presents an unfolding drama of the prophetic signs pointing to the pivotal event of our time. The return of the Messiah. Video producer Ken Klein.
Gary, the fact that Israel is in the land today is one of the principal reasons why we should be looking for the coming of the Messiah. When you get this film, it will encourage your faith and it is a resource to help you reach loved ones for Christ.
See the land, see the people, see the places. 25 Messianic Signs, a new video from the Berean Call. Information on how to order in just a moment. Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on tape or compact disc, ask for program number 3606. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll continue our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, When Will Jesus Come? And Why Are There So Many Views of the Rapture? In Religion in the News, What Happened to Brownsville's Anointing? We'll take a look at that story and examine the question, are we headed for a true revival? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you to tune in again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.